Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Starlin. May I please start with your 5-digit zip code?
98321.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Myrna Nordhagen.
And can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
11516 234th Avenue East, Buckley, Washington, 98321.
Thank you. And I'm showing you paid for the shipping and handling of the purifier January 14th
for
$7.45 for the shipping and handling of the purifier.
What purifier?
Excuse
That's
me?
What I was calling about. I don't, yeah, because there's an account, there's an amount of $49.67 on my card, and I didn't know what it was for.
Okay, I also do see the $49.97.
What was that for?
I was speaking upon the purifier for $7.45 because that's the first thing I see.
Oh yeah, what's the $49.67?
The $49.97.
97, yeah.
Yes, when you pick the purifier for a gift. In the terms and conditions, it states that you will be joining a membership to the Factory Direct store.
Oh, I don't
Each month
do that
you're enrolled, they will send you a confirmation of a $125 gift card to the email that is on file to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to cancel that.
Okay, if you can just hold on the line one moment,
I'll just get
that canceled out, and then I'll provide you with the cancellation number, okay?
Oh, okay, I had no clue. Thank you.
Okay, do you have a pen and a piece of paper close by?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to start with C as in Charlie. 2588-767-973.
Okay. Yeah, I had no idea. I'm sorry. I don't know
it's
what
no
happened.
Problem. It's no problem at all.
Okay.
Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful year.
Okay, so when will this be put back into my account?
Excuse me?
When will the $49.97 be put back into my account?
I actually did not issue a refund, ma'am. When you agree to the terms and conditions, it is an agreement like a binding contract. If you can give me one more moment, I will try to push out a 50% refund.
I know, but I had no idea that this was that. I have no idea anything about this because I didn't knowingly agree to anything. I don't know what happened. They just had me fill out a survey, and they said, pick a gift. I usually don't, but I thought, well, I will, because it was $7.97, and I didn't remember checking any other for to bind into anything.
Okay. It's the terms and conditions that states that you're 18 years or older and you agree with the terms and conditions provided on the site. We actually can't process anything until you agree with those terms and conditions. Your bank will also be.
I thought it just meant that I agree to pay the $7.67. I didn't know it wasn't clear to me.
Okay.
Oh, I don't
your
know
bank
into this.
is okay, your bank would notify you that it is your responsibility to make sure you read those terms and conditions whenever you're ordering anything online or you're receiving anything from online. So usually when you deal, because I am a third party customer support for several different businesses, usually when you deal with the first party, because you agree with those terms and conditions, they would not issue a refund. As I stated, I can't push out a 50% refund.
Well, I mean, this just happened not too long ago, apparently, just a few days ago. How do I get that back into my account? I need that $50 back into my account. So who do I talk to?
Why don't you go away from
my bank?
This place no good for you.
Well, as I stated earlier, ma'am, we handle the calls and the accounts because we are third-party customer support for several different businesses.
Yeah.
I was stating to you about the terms and conditions and how your bank could confirm. They will let you know that it is solely your responsibility to read those terms and conditions. Because when you do and then you agree to them, it makes that charge valid. So it makes it so they don't have to refund you, but
yeah, I didn't see anything about $49.97 at all.
Yes.
Otherwise,
and
I
did hear you
say
that you didn't read the terms and conditions. So if you was to go to your okay, ma'am, I was trying to give you information.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So because the charge is valid, for instance, if you was to contact your bank to try to help you, what they would do is they would dispute the charge. When they dispute the charge, they try to locate the IPA and see where it was ordered from, who owns that device, the IP address. It will lead back to you, and then they will then go check the terms and conditions. Once they check those terms and conditions, the charge will be valid. So they will move the money back to us, and then we will not be able to help farther than that. We wouldn't be able to issue a 50% refund after that.
I wonder if you could tell me if there's any water around here.
Well, I 100%.
I do understand that, ma'am. Unfortunately, you wasn't forced to do so. So I can't actually just issue you the whole refund.
I don't even know. Why would I even want that? That's the funny thing. Because, you know, I'm 80 years old. I don't want anything to do with that at all. And I saw that. It said it wouldn't go through unless I hit that. I just thought it meant that I agreed to pay the $7.97 and for whatever it was. I didn't agree to a monthly or whatever it was payment.
But that's what's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah,
so
I know,
if
but
you,
that's very small writing, of course.
It's the same font as them asking you your name and address. And,
no, it isn't. It wasn't.
Okay, ma'am.
It's on my phone, so I know.
Okay. It is, this is a recorded call. You are stating that you did order
Excuse me, ma'am.
I give you all respect and I listen and I do not try to speak over you when you are speaking. May I have the same respect, please? Hello?
Go ahead and speak. I'm listening.
Yes. So when you're stating on the recorded call that you did agree to the terms and conditions, but you did not read them, it still makes it valid because it is solely your responsibility. That'd be like if I signed a contract or if an NBA player signed something, they don't read it. It is still valid. You did verify for it.
because it wouldn't go through if I didn't check that.
Agreed. That is correct.
But that was very misleading. It was very misleading. I did not sign up to have $49.97 taken out of my account. I agreed for the $7. I didn't agree for the $49. And that's the way I understood it. And that's, you know, I went back and looked, and that's exactly what I saw. So I'll just call my bank tomorrow.
Okay, ma'am. I want to inform you that you are stating, because as I stated, we can't issue that out. It cannot be processed unless you agree to the terms and conditions. That is, all of it comes together. So when you're stating on a recorded line, because your bank will also contact us, that you tried to, but it would not let you. So then you clicked it. You intentionally clicked it to make it go through.
Yeah, for $7.97. Not for $49.97.
But you clicked it to agree to the terms and conditions. So that will be agreeing to everything that I stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Well, that was a mistake. It didn't do that intentionally, and I'm not lying. I wouldn't have done it if I would have wanted it. I did not want to tap $49.97. I mean, why would I be calling you? I wouldn't have been calling you.
I understand that, ma'am, but I am in protocol.
Well,
I disagree.
Yeah, I know that you're third. I know that. And I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying that this is very misleading, and this has happened many times before where people have ordered something, and then it comes out to take out $129 out of their check.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. I was stating the third party and that I do have protocol. Yes, I was stating that. Mm-hmm. But I was also, before you started talking over me, I was also going to state to you, if you can hold on the line one moment, I will see if I have any agent credits so I can try to get you a full refund. Can you just hold on one moment?
Yes, I will.
So I can log into my account. No problem.
Why does Walgreens offer prescription copays as low as $0? So you don't have a medical care in the morning.
One more moment, please.
Okay. I'm on my TV.
Okay, hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, you should be seeing the full amount in your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. And I'm very sorry that this happened, but I would have never checked that if I'd understood it.
It's no problem. I'm here to try to help the best way I can.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No
and
problem.
Your name was what again?
Starling, Starling.
Okay, I put Starling. Okay.
Just all make right. sure, thank whenever you're ordering anything online, just make sure somewhere where it has your information, where you're logging in information and you're clicking that. If it says terms and conditions in blue, click it and make sure you read it or any site.
Yeah.
If you don't see them, don't order it, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the information.
No problem.
Thank you so much for your trouble. Okay. Goodbye.
Again, thank you for contacting customer support and have a wonderful year.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, bye-bye.